Hello and welcome to Argue the Toss at GameIndustry.com. I'm Shella.
And I'm James.
And together we're arguing the toss about...
the things that really matter in games.
We sure are. This is episode 3, brought to you by James Churchill. So James, what's our topic this week?
Our topic this week is gaming bans. So that is making a band out of game characters that you think would work. So we sort of said any genre, anything goes. So we're just going to clash things together and try to justify them in some way.
Yeah, try to justify ourselves. Yeah. So, do you want to start?
I'm going to go...
Okay. Go for it. It's your topic.
Yeah, well, I mean, I had a few, but I'm going to go with the one that might make the most sense. Like, one where the characters might actually all want to play together in some way.
Oh, no, I think... I think my band's broken already, though.
No, it's the only one. I mean, I'm going to go with... I mean, because I had a prog rock band, a metal band, and a punk band, but the punk band makes the most sense. So I'm going to go with my punk band. I haven't actually thought of a name, which is a bit of a shame, but never mind. I decided to... A punk band. There's only one front man I thought I could who could do the job, and that would be Trevor Phillips from GTA 5. Purely because... He always has his radio station on Channel X on GTA 5, which is always the punk station. And I just think he'd be absolutely crazy in a punk band and could really get the crowd going.
And he is a king of anarchy, so...
Yeah, exactly, you know. And he, you know...
Punk in the truest sense, is true.
Yeah, he's total punk, not a hipster for two-player
game.
And I thought, on the drums, I thought I would have Ellie from The Last of Us, actually.
Okay.
I know Joel wanted to teach her guitar, but I think she's kind of got the attitude and the kind of... She's quite, like, open and quite a loud person, I think. So I think she, like, really... You know, we've seen her cause some destruction.
I can see that, yeah.
So I reckon...
She's got some rage.
Yeah, and I think she'd just do really well in a punk band with, like, really quick drumming, really fast kind of melodies. And, you know, well, melodies to a point. And just, you know, really rock it out. So... There we go.
Excellent, I'm liking that so far.
And then on bass, I've got Crimson Viper from Street Fighter 4, because she's kind of got that really cool look where she is like wearing a suit, but her hair is just completely crazy. You know, in that kind of weird red beehivey, but not quite kind of thing. And she's got like really cool kind of aviation shades. So she's kind of bringing that kind of ironic smartness to the
film. Okay, yeah.
And also she just seems like really cool and really kind of like chilled out, and I think would be really good as a bass player. And then I put three guitarists in it because why not? Because it's my band.
Is your band going a bit... Your punk's going a bit prog
yeah,
punk.
Yeah, prog punk, that's a thing. You know, really quick songs that take 25 minutes.
Yeah, but there are three guitarists.
And there are three guitarists. I imagine one of them will be, like, getting into fights or something during the show. So,
yeah, it'd be, like, tag team guitar.
So I've got Wolf McDowell from the Star Fox series. Because, I mean, look at him, especially, like, in the modern...
I'm going to have to Google
him. Like, the modern kind of wolf thing, he's got, like, spikes, and he just looks like... He's not quite metal, but he's a bit more hardcore and a bit punky and a bit edgy. And then after him on guitar, I got Zeke and Julie, who are the two protagonists from Zombies Ate My Neighbours, because they've got that real 80s punk look to them, and they would just play guitar, and they'd be an awesome... like, duo, who would just wreak havoc. And then I decided that Sonic the Hedgehog would have been in, but he got kicked out due to not being relevant anymore. And all the people in the band, they just said, sorry, Sonic, you're not really keeping with the times, really.
You might have spiky hair, but that's not what punk's about anymore.
Yeah, no, you know, well, Michael Jackson shoes. I mean, there are allegations of substance abuse with Sonic, which...
Yeah.
So, you know, that was affecting his performance, so, you know, that's and that's my punk band.
Excellent, I like it.
And I know what it's going to be called now. It's going to be called Massive Damage. There we go.
Excellent, I like that. I can see that happening. That's good. Okay, on the complete other end of the spectrum, I've gone for a Baroque chamber quartet.
Brilliant.
And on the harpsichord is Dante from Devil May Cry.
The harpsichord, that's okay. Explain. That's
well, because he's got cuffs and like capes, Baroque capes. He's a vampire, so it's all a bit Hammer horror. Yeah. So it's, you know, it's a classy version of an organ.
Yeah.
So you don't get much more Baroque than Dante, really.
Yeah, he's pretty. Yeah, fair enough.
I mean, he's frilly cuffs man of the gaming world, I'd say.
Yeah, no, definitely. I can see that. I can see that.
Okay, so next up, I'm going to have Link.
Ooh.
On recorder.
On recorder?
Because he's good at woodwind. We know yeah. that. He's got an established career on woodwind. Yeah. So, and I like a bit of Baroque recorder. I think it's an overlooked Baroque instrument because everybody thinks of the sort of squeaky desk camp that they played at school or whatever. But it's actually a really beautiful, nice bit of Bach or Scarlatti on the recorder. I can see Link doing that with aplomb.
Yeah, it's not that ocarina.
Yeah, exactly.
Who cares about that?
And then on violin, I've got Hitomi from The Dead or Alive.
Brilliant. Oh, brilliant.
Because she looks like the girl at school that would have been in the school orchestra and would have played violin.
Yeah.
Doesn't she? She looks like the violin girl.
Yeah, she is that kind of sort of sweet, I guess, demure kind of like...
Yeah.
You know, if you insult her playing...
If you cross her,
if you insult her playing, she'll give you a kick to the stomach kind of thing.
Yeah. Like half Nelson your ass.
Okay. Yeah, no. Yeah, go for it. That sounds good.
Okay, and then my final one... which is my favourite, is Solid Snake on cello.
Okay.
Have you ever seen Airwolf?
No, I haven't. Like, I've never seen Airwolf.
Airwolf is like, what's the one with the car, with Kit, the car? Knight Rider. It's like Knight Rider, except it's with this sort of super secret stealth helicopter.
Okay.
And it had Jan Michael Vincent was in it. The guy was in Big Wednesday.
Ah, okay, yeah.
And he was the hero in it, and he was all, like, chiseled jaw and stuff. But at the end of every episode, well, not every episode, but most episodes, he'd have, like, this moody sort of slow-mo moment where he'd be on the veranda of his, like, ranch somewhere in the desert because he was in hiding, playing the cello to show his sensitive side.
Okay.
And so I can so see Solid Snake in his spare time playing the cello. To get over all his sort of cyber angst.
Yeah. Archon, where's my cello?
Exactly.
Oh, brilliant.
So that's my band.
Oh, that is fantastic. That's do you have a band name?
I don't. Oh, God, I didn't think of a band name.
No, I didn't either, but then I just, yeah. Suddenly E3 2006 with Kaz Hirai bumped into my head, and I was just, okay, right, that makes sense.
They're all so disparate, I don't know how to link them all under a name.
No, fair enough. Fair enough. Baroque is a strange mistress, so why not? Why not indeed?
And Hitomi's German, isn't she?
Yes, I think you're right, actually. Yeah, yeah, she's originally German.
Yeah, so she fits right in.
Yeah, and, you know, yeah, definitely.
Solid Snake on the cello in his downtime.
Oh, right, brilliant stuff.
If only Konami hadn't just ditched Kojima, we could have, you know, like, emailed him or something.
Yeah, like, what? He could have been, like, the band manager or something.
Yes.
You know.
Yeah.
I did think about having a band manager, but I didn't think of anyone, but, you know.
Yeah, but we've got Kojima for the Baroque band, at least.
Kojima would so be in a Baroque band. This is turning into another idea, like what bands would developers be in? Like Reggie Fils-Aimé would so be in a reggae band.
Oh my god.
But he would, you know.
Yeah. Do you think he'd have pin on dreads?
Yeah, I think he might grow them in. You know, with such hits like My Body Is Ready and things like that, and, you know, that'd be great. Right, I was going to say, all right, do we have time for any other bands, or are we going to leave it there today?
Any bands? We might have time if you're very quick to squeeze in another band.
Right, okay. I am going to go for a prog rock band.
Okay.
Right, okay, I'm going to be quick.
It's got to be the shortest prog rock band
ever.
Okay,
yeah, ironically. Harry Tipper from Time Splitters is on vocals because he's a funky 70s, sort of 60s/70s swinging cop. And, you know, why not? He's a good showman. Professor Layton on bass, specifically double bass. I'd get him having an old double bass because he seems like the type of guy who'd have one. Gordon Freeman from Half-Life on guitar. Because he seems like prog rock be more his thing. He's a bit more introspective.
He's definitely.
He's Gordon.
Yeah.
I'd have Dizzy from the Dizzy series joining him on guitar as well. And then we've already briefly mentioned him already, but then I'd have Otacon on keyboards and Mellotron.
Okay,
Otacon's a total nerd. And prog rock is for nerds, and I'm very proud of that. But, you know, he'd so be a Mellotron player or a keyboard player.
Definitely both.
Yeah. And then there's a prog rock band, they'd probably be called Long Loading Time. Or something similar to that. So there we go. But what are the listeners' bands, gaming bands, that they would like to see or they can put together? Because that would be an interesting thing to see.
Yes. Or a name for my baroque chamber quartet. Maybe some venues that our bands might play at. Gaming venues that our bands would play
at. Yes. We're just going to stretch this one out as much as we can, aren't we?
We can.
Giving it frog treatment, it's all good.
Yes, I think this topic is well and truly milked.
Right.
And that was arguing the top.
Yes, so join us once more in another fortnight for some more arguing.